Governor Andrew Cuomo says beginning next week, state vaccination sites will give away lottery tickets worth $20 to anyone who agrees to get a dose. The top prize is $5 million, but Cuomo says there are lesser prizes in the drawing as well.
Everybody wins. You have a 1 in 9 chance of winning the lottery, but you get the vaccine and you win.
The governor says vaccinated New Yorkers have better access to sporting events and theaters and concerts and can take off their masks in most situations. The lottery giveaway will run through Friday, May 28th. The governor says if it's successful, the program will be extended into June. Cuomo says the state also plans to open pop-up vaccination sites at major airports for New Yorkers flying to countries who require the vaccine for entry. The governor also addressed news reports in the New York Times and Wall Street Journal that say federal prosecutors have widened an investigation into whether the governor and his aides hid the true number of nursing home residents who died from the virus. The Department of Justice is also looking into whether the governor improperly gave family and friends priority access to COVID tests. As recently as April 3, 2021, according to the reports, the governor's daughter and her boyfriend were given special access to get a test and receive rapid results because they were planning to visit Cuomo for Easter. Cuomo says he didn't do anything different that other governors and even former President of the United States Donald Trump did. They required that all visitors be tested for the virus.
You went to see the president. You had to make sure you had a test before you walked into the Oval Office. Governors, if you're going to sit with a governor, they wanted to test you before you were exposed to the governor. I was running COVID response for this state, so I didn't want to get COVID.
And Cuomo called the investigation, which began when Trump was president and has expanded during the administration of Democratic President Joe Biden, a sign of toxic political times. Cuomo also spoke in public for the first time since his tax returns revealed that he will be paid up to $5 million for a memoir he published about the pandemic. The writing and editing of the book is also under investigation by the federal prosecutors, as well as the state's attorney general, and it's the subject of an impeachment inquiry by the state assembly. The governor is accused of using staff to help write and edit the book. Cuomo says they volunteered their time. The governor was asked by a reporter about criticism from some families who lost loved ones to COVID, who say that Cuomo profited on the backs of dead New Yorkers. The governor's answer?
That's stupid.
Later, Cuomo clarified that he was critiquing the reporter's question, not the families.
I thought your question was stupid and offensive. I wrote a book saying this is what we should learn from what has happened so far in COVID, because we're not done and it's going to continue. And if we don't learn the lessons, we're going to continue to make the same mistakes.
Outside the governor's briefing, the state's Republican Party chair, Nick Langworthy, held a media event to ask Cuomo to release the entire book contract. The governor refused, saying he's already given the relevant details in his tax returns. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.